Yeah, good girl. Say it again. Say hello.
Can you tuck her into the...
Hey, can you say new music?
New music. Wow.
Can you say new music?
Music.
Say, can you say notes underground?
I don't think so. Going back to Cali, styling, profiling, smiling and smiling while in the sun. The top is down on the black Corvette, and it's fly cause it's sitting on the beat. One steering wheel plushed out, gold leaf phantom top, and three girls waiting. Chrome is shining, passing all the cars on the way. Moving on the wind, back wheel spin, popping a cassette and push play. Cali, 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 yeah, y'all, I don't think so. Surprising, advising, realizing she's sizing me up. Her bikini small, heels tall. She said she liked the ocean. She showed me a beach, gave me a peach, and pulled out the suntan lotion. Now, I was fast, but this girl was faster. She was looking for a real good time. I said, close your eyes, I got a surprise.
Kind of old school.
Yeah. Well, that's my slow. LL Cool J is Going Back to Cali. When was the last time you heard that?
I think junior high. No, it can't be junior high, but maybe. Someone's got to have sampled it on a TV show or something.
It's due for a comeback, that's for sure. I know that much. Someone like Tupac would cover it eventually. Or Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
He's certain to cover
Coolio.
It. Coolio.
Yeah, I could see Coolio, you know, coming back.
He'll be coming back with that one.
I don't know how much longer he's going to be able to rest on his laurels with the Gangster's Paradise.
Yeah, not too long. Well, he's trying.
which was basically the same thing as Stevie Wonder's.
Pretty much.
What is it? Pimper's Paradise?
I just remember the music. I don't remember Stevie Wonder's actual track of it. But you know he was in LL Cool J, that is, not Stevie Wonder. He was in Celebrity Big Brother in the UK. I don't know if Americans saw this.
Yeah.
But it was pretty funny.
Yeah.
He basically, yeah, Coolio. No, oh, sorry. Yeah, Coolio is in Celebrity Big Brother.
Yeah.
And he's exactly the same. Like, he hasn't aged a bit. He looks the same, acts the same. It was amazing.
Yeah.
He is due for a comeback. And I think you should go for the LL Cool J song.
Well, I appreciate the going back to Cali thing where we are
going back to
going
Cali.
To Cali, and we're getting our boxes. This house is turning less and less feeling like our house and more like a mountain of boxes. But I think we can squeeze in this show maybe one more with Dr. Spence before we go back.
I hope so, man.
So
I hope so. That'd be great. I was really hoping that we'd be able to hit show 100 before you guys went back.
I know. Here we are at 87.
Yeah, close but no cigar.
Doing the best we can.
Yeah.
But, you know, like I was saying, you know, I think maybe we could do... Oh, Bailey.
Bailey's as bothered about it as
Bailey's
I am.
Upset.
Yeah.
I was going to say... We could definitely do with a few Dan's missions. You could just record them on your computer and then send it in.
I definitely will. I'll be there for show 100.
We won't have banter, but we'll still be the danter. Oh, Renica. So we got some music.
We got some awesome music.
You kicked it off with LL Cool J. Let me get into something here. Okay, we're starting old school. I'm going to go back with one of my favorites, not from high school, but from early college days. This is another California song.
Oh,
it's
awesome.
About Los Angeles.
Which is found it.
Where we're going to go live. Yeah.
You found the track you're talking about.
Oh, and cool. It is tremendous.
I'm
lyrics,
looking forward to hearing this because I don't believe it's going to be good.
The lyrics are
it'll be good.
The lyrics are ridiculously good.
I'll be amazed if anyone remembers this.
This is Soul Coughing with Screenwriters Blues.
Exits to freeways twisted like knots on the fingers. Jewels cleaving skin between breasts. Cadillac breeds 400 horses over blue lines. You are going to Reseda to make love to a model from Ohio whose real name you don't know. You spin like the Cadillac was overturning down a cliff on television. And the radio is on. And the radio man is speaking, and the radio man says women were a curse. So men built Paramount Studios, and men built Columbia Studios, and men built Los Angeles. It is 5 a.m., and you are listening to Los Angeles. Says it is a beautiful night out there, and the radio man says rock and roll lives, and the radio man says it is a beautiful night out there in Los Angeles. You live in Los Angeles, and you are going to Reseda. We are all in some way or another going to Reseda someday to die. And the radio man laughs because the radio man fucks a model too. Gone Savage. For teenagers with automatic weapons and boundless love. Gone Savage for teenagers who are aesthetically pleasing, in other words, fly. Los Angeles beckons the teenagers to come to her on buses. Los Angeles loves love. It is 5 a.m. and you are listening to Los Angeles. Los Angeles. play about lovers who murder each other. I am going to Los Angeles to see my own name on a screen 5 feet long and luminous. As the radio man says, it is 5 a.m. and the sun has charred the other side of the world and come back to us and painted the smoke over our heads an imperial violet. It is 5 a.m. and you are listening to Los Angeles. It is 5 a.m. and you are listening to Los Angeles. You are listening. 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 You are listening.
I've completely forgotten about Soul Coughing. I confused them with Corner Shop somehow.
Oh, right, you're right.
And they've done a couple great songs, including Super Bon Bon.
Yeah.
And this other one about that driver who's racing around the track. It's a love song, but it's done a metaphor of a driver racing around the track.
And True Dreams of Wichita.
Don't remember that one.
And Sugar Free Jazz.
You're a fan, huh?
Yeah.
Do you have a t-shirt in a box?
There's their album Irresistible Best, which was their first one. It was just... like I still to this day is my like it's probably top 10 top 20 like favorite albums of all time. But it was so obscure, like never really made it to the mainstream. And I'm surprised. I mean it's a little kind of funky. I don't know,
those were some great song lyrics. I have to agree with you on that. Those are really good.
And I think too it's like the band supports them really well. Like the honking, it felt like you were in LA traffic. Like,
yeah,
with the honk.
There's a good. I love that style where there's great lyrics and a good jam going on behind it that supports it, and it's just consistent. Right. Sort of, it's great. It reminds me of so many things, including King Missile. You remember King Missile?
No.
They did that song Detachable Penis.
Oh yeah.
Totally. Did you ever hear that album?
Yeah, no.
That album was brilliant. It was really good. And it had that similar kind of way about it with the spoken sort of word and the constant musical background.
Because them and these guys and like the early days of Beck, they were all kind of doing that sort of spoken, sort of monotone, like vocal thing.
Velvet Underground used to do that too really well. Like with the Gift, that song, you know, The Gift. Waldo Jeffers reached his limit about the kid that mails himself to his girlfriend. That was really good. I love that style. It's just a great, smooth, like too cool for school kind of way to do a song, you know?
Yeah, totally.
I love it.
Well, other interesting about that band was the stand bass, the upright bass, like nobody does that. Like very few bands like actually pull. I mean, jazz bands do a lot of it, but you know. Like there's not a lot of rock bands or like contemporary like music bands that do that. And I think they're one of the few that's done it and pulled it off without trying to be too avant-garde about it. You know, they're just playing, you know, doing the jam.
And then came grunge and destroyed it all. It sort of stomped his Doc Martin boots all over this beautiful artistry.
These guys were actually right in the middle of all that. Like,
I thought
it
was just before. Maybe the, leading like into it.
Irresistible Bliss, the album that song came out of, was released the same year as Nirvana's Unplugged.
That was dead in the middle. That was in the heyday.
Yeah. Or maybe at the pinnacle of the grunge.
Yeah.
Like, they were kind of,
Well, I mean,
the guy M. Doty, the frontman, still doing albums today, but I haven't really thought any of them were as good as this first album they did. So
it's good. Apparently, he's a pretty prolific blogger and music critic these days.
It's tough being a music critic.
I'm sure.
Yeah,
I'm sure. But yeah,
we have one more California song. Should we whip it out before we get on to the rest of the music?
Or yeah, this one, this is the one I brought. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. This was Fiona and Mai's wedding song, but with a twist, because it's a good, smooth, cool remixed version.
Excellent. Let's check it out.
But you can't forget from sundown to sunset. Nah, nah. It's all in the air, you hear it everywhere. No matter what you do, it's gonna grab a hold on you. 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 But you can't forget from sundown to sunset. Nah, nah. It's all in the air, you hear it everywhere. No matter what you do, it's gonna grab a hold on you.
Smooth,
yeah. Did you guys dance that one?
We did, but it was the original version we danced to.
Okay.
Little words of the wise out there: if you're getting married and you're not the smoothest dancer like myself, and you're the kind of guy that prefers to just sit back and nod your head,
don't
make
O-Town
a fast song first track dance to at your wedding. Go for a super slow one. It's a lot less nerve wracking.
You know, like that song from Ghost. What's that one? Isn't that? I mean, how many people? Unchained Melody, is that what it is? Yeah,
hum a few bars for me. Do you remember?
It's Righteous Brothers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, anyways. There's plenty of good wedding tunes out there.
There are plenty out there. Fiona and I like that one. But man, that was a bit nerve wracking. I was just realizing on Wikipedia, they have a list. Because I was trying to think, I was racking my brain for songs that are California related when I heard you were going back to California. And next thing you know, all you got to do is go to Wikipedia and they have a complete list of every song that has anything to do with California and all regions within California.
Wow.
It's massive. We could do 100 shows just on songs based around California. And
then we could get all the way up to New Music 100.
Yeah. Well, dude, what if we did a podcast where songs based on every single state or city within a state, and you
there's
go state
guy,
by state?
There's that guy, Sufjan Stevens. You know about this guy?
That name rings a bell.
He's going around the country in the U.S. and he stays in a state for as long as he can until he gets inspired to write enough music for an album.
Oh,
and then he names the album after the state. So he's done Illinois and. He's only done like three, so it's quite ambitious.
It's
like,
exhausting, I'm sure.
Yeah, yeah.
It's gonna take him 50 years.
But he did Michigan and Illinois, and yeah. I don't know if he's made it past that region.
Oh,
but,
brilliant!
But yeah,
that's cool. You gotta
admire him for the ambition.
Definitely, it's got a sort of Wesley Willis blind ambition way. Just he's gonna end up writing a million songs.
I think he just kind of got stuck in Illinois, so it's either even after he finished it, so he's either completely like. In awe of Illinois and just feels like he's got more work to do there or he got stuck.
Yeah. So, I dig that. I like the theme.
Then there's Bruce Springsteen's Nebraska, you know?
Yeah.
The whole album is like Nebraska inspired. Huh. That's, I think, Bruce Springsteen's best album, by the way.
I wasn't much I of a I didn't fan really, of Bruce.
I wasn't either, but I think that particular album is really good.
Hmm. He's getting really popular these days, it seems. His name keeps cropping up. It's kind of like every single presidential election, like his name starts to come up again. He's big on presidential
elections. At least the Democrats, right?
Yeah, yeah. Every 4 years, the man's got to come back. It's a pretty sweet gig. I guess he'll never go broke.
Well, I've got a new obsession, and I want to play part of it. There's a band that's called Apartment of Eagles.
Oh, yeah.
And
they're a new band, aren't they?
I think so. Yeah, they're from Brooklyn, and they're... you can, if you're at South by Southwest, you can definitely catch them. This song here is called No One Does, but the whole album is quite good. It's weird. It's odd. It's not, well, I'll just let you figure out. So this one's the part of Eagles.
Sounds good.
These lanes I walked on.
I was just telling Dan, they kind of the lead singer has sort of a John Lennon kind of a quality to his voice, and some of the melodies he picks, it's I don't know. And
yeah, it reminds me of the Beatles' spookier times.
Yeah, like when they're in their experimental sort of zone.
Yeah, that's interesting. Apparently they're from New York.
Yeah, Brooklyn.
And they look like some decent geeky white boys.
That's all good indie rockers are.
Yeah.
If you're going to play a Bowery Ballroom, you got to have glasses and a button-up shirt.
Which they all do.
With stains on the front.
And overcoats.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's a good fun, man.
Yeah, thanks, dude.
Dude, have you seen and heard about this Joaquin Phoenix thing?
What?
You know Joaquin Phoenix?
Yeah.
How he's gone completely off rocker?
It doesn't surprise me.
He's off the reservation.
He's a rapper?
He's a rapper, but he looks like a blues brother with a massive beard. And he's apparently starting a hip-hop career.
Really?
He's ditching acting. He's given up. He's retired from acting officially, he says. And he's going into hip-hop. And he's had two performances. One was in Las Vegas, where after three really bad rap songs, he fell off stage. Literally fell off the stage.
How much drugs is he doing, man?
I don't know, but he's more or less coherent. And he had this brilliant interview with David Letterman, which is hardly an interview. It was completely one-sided. He was on another planet.
Wow.
And at the end of the interview, David Letterman was just like, well, I'm really sorry you couldn't be here tonight. and he thought it, and you could see that behind the glasses, he's like, everyone's making fun of me. Everyone's making fun of me. And he's kind of freaking out a bit.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's absolutely twisted.
It's like he's reliving the sort of John Cash story.
It really is. But there's a thought that it's a giant joke. I mean, everyone assumes it has to be a joke, right? Talented actor.
Well, I don't know.
Prime.
He's been sort of every public appearance in the last 3 years. He's been just totally gone.
Maybe that's the case. But apparently, on every show when he does one of his hip hop shows, right? Yeah. Casey Affleck is there filming it. And you'll notice that when you go online and you look for video of it, all the videos are removed due to some lawyers demanding that the videos be removed. Huh. And they think it's like a mockumentary. The theory is that they're making a mockumentary type.
Oh, really? Oh, really?
And it's just with him and his close friends that are setting this sort of real life mockumentary thing up of the big actor changing court.
Oh, interesting.
But it's a really interesting bit of art, I think. This sort of real life art that he's
living.
Well,
if they can actually pull it off.
Yeah, if they can pull it off.
You know, Sacha Baron Cohen, you know, it's like, how many times could he get away with what he did with Borat? But apparently he's working on something with one of his other characters, Bailey.
Oh, yeah, the gay
fashion guy.
That movie's supposed to be finishing out. Hasn't it been released to States already?
I think something I heard was that there was some event. Yeah, it's like, I think done. They're in post-production. And that there was some event that they were doing all these people bought tickets to a WWF.
Oh, yeah,
or something event.
And then they started making out at the end of the
and then he shows up and everyone wanted their money back. And it was like this really awful, like.
That's hilarious. Yeah. I love that trick.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's no real historical precedence to this kind of thing, is there?
Okay.
Oh.
Bailey's going nuts. Let's go to another track here. See if.
Time. dizzy from the heights. Go carefully, carefully. Oh, that stream driver, she shoots but never misses. Step down, passing traffic. Go carefully, carefully. Oh, that stream driver, I wouldn't turn the fever over sleep the rapture. Go carefully, carefully. Oh, that stream driver, you're an ordinary candy man. The penthouse at the sands. Go carefully, carefully.
Was Gomez with
was super
Airstream
cool.
Driver.
That reminded me a lot of Folk Implosion somewhat, and sort of that great lo-fi vocal quality.
Oh yeah,
I did that. That was super cool. That's not the Gomez I thought I knew.
No, it doesn't sound like Gomez.
No,
does it?
I loved it. That was great find, man.
Yeah, apparently they've got a new album coming out, and so I found that there's a NPR actually released. This thing on the best the 100 best bands at South by Southwest.
Ooh.
I'll try to post a link to it on the show, but there's basically there's a playlist of 100 tracks and mm-hmm. then there's a stream of it also so you can get the whole stream. This is one of the tracks on there. And
oh, cool, man. Have you been to the South by Southwest this, festival, haven't you?
No, I've never been. I always talk about
it. I'm gagging for it.
Yeah, me too.
I gotta go.
It's like the perfect blend of tech and
music and literature and film. Yeah. It just sounds like an awesome good time. And it's in Austin, Texas, like my favorite city in all of Texas.
I love Austin, yeah.
Dude, Austin's incredible.
Well, listen, I'm trying to get Bailey to bed.
Yeah,
so we should probably wrap this up. We've got two more tracks, so let's just do them back to back. Unfortunately, we don't have the Nigerian Guinness Super Challenge this week.
No, not this time, because I was slack ass.
Too many classics.
To get through we had just too much culture to school you all on. You know, you all gotta learn.
Yeah.
LL Cool J. The real important stuff. Dude, can we play Robot Voice next? The Don't Stop the Rock.
Dude, Don't Stop the Rock, and we'll follow that up with the band called Say Hi.
I am sorry, finish off.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
I was just gonna say I implore all the listeners. Google this song Don't Stop the Rock by Freestyle, because you're gonna come across the latest Cadbury's commercial. Which is going to just crack your ass up. It is so good. And they use this song in the commercial anyway.
Okay. Yeah.
Enough said.
Check it out.
Said. And then, a great track.
And
too.
Then the band after that is called Say Hi. They're also at South by Southwest. Apparently, they used to be called Say Hi to Your Mom. Or maybe Say Hi to Your Mom for Me. But they shortened it to Say Hi to maybe to give them a little more mainstream viability or something. But. Anyways, I kind of like that.
I don't have enough patience to hear the entire title of Say Hi to Your Mom. I'd lose it.
Say Hi to Your Mom for Me.
Yeah, I check out at Say. Yeah.
Anyways, thanks for stopping in.
Yeah, hope to see you guys at least one or two more times.
Yeah. Well, definitely. No, we'll try and do another podcast maybe with Spence next week.
I'm looking forward to that. The good doctor will dig this time.
The good doctor. All right. See you guys.
Your body from left to right, so are you free? Stop, 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 stop.